Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line from the Tarian Group, Jeff Rinaldo, who is joining us to talk about, well, something a lot of people have been focused in on over the last week. Some of these protests turning into riots in Los Angeles and the police response to it. Jeff, thanks for being with us this morning. It draws attention to the fine line that law enforcement has to walk when dealing with these protests. You want to respect a person's right to protest, but also not let it go out of line to where it starts to cause damage and really, you know, could be injury or worse to people who are around the area at the time. How do you begin to plan before, you know, anything even begins? How do you begin to plan to walk that line?
Well, good morning. You plan accordingly. You look at what kind of attention that the protest is gathering. What are the anticipated numbers? Have you had experience in the past with this particular organization or group? Has it been one where they've respected the law or one where they've drawn, you know, agitators that have caused issues? So from a law enforcement standpoint, you take all those things into effect and you see kind of what these events have caused around other parts of the state or the country in terms of how those protests have went. And then you kind of make your plan and your resources. You're definitely always, though, planning almost for the worst in any of these cases now and hoping for the best.
You know, as a law enforcer, you're often dealing with people when they've reached a boiling point. How do you bring the temperature down? Are there strategies?
Well, there are. You try to work with the event organizers. There's a lot of active groups in Western New York, and you know, my time in the BPD, we did have a working relationship with a number of them. So you rely on them to try to set the tone and maintain it. You know, a lot of these protest groups, they don't want police intervention, so they don't try to cross the line. They want to have people hear their message, see their message, and they kind of do a very good job of self-policing that. But again, it's really the crowd that determines what the police response is to a particular event.
What are some of the things that you're looking for if you're policing a protest like this, where you kind of suspect, okay, you know, maybe this is about to get out of hand?
Well, there's a number of things. You look for people that are agitating the crowd, right? Trying to get them spun up. You look for people that are part of the crowd but not paying attention to the protests. They're kind of milling around. They're looking at the police officers or looking to see where there might be a weak point in the response plan. And you're kind of just getting a feel for it, right? You're hearing it. You're seeing it. You see how the group is moving. You see certain actions, right? And really, you know, all it takes is somebody to throw a bottle, throw a rock, kick out a window, and then you know that this has a potential to go sideways.
You know, At that point, I mean, is it often a clear delineation when these protests cross the line, when you know you have to move in?
Generally, it is. I mean, again, you know, you see any time that there's an act of violence, right? You cannot allow, you know, you do have a right to protest. You don't have a right to commit a crime in the name of a protest. You know, so the second that you start vandalizing property or assaulting police officers or other civilians or counter protesters, that's when law enforcement really has an obligation to step in and attempt to stop that type of activity from happening.
It always kind of drives me nuts a little bit when I hear about the idea that police presence or heavy police presence or putting in more would agitate people. It's like, you know, we're people. You're not giving people enough credit. Seems like, you know, you're treating them like animals in a zoo. Like, oh, we can't, you know, we get agitated at the sight of someone tapping on the glass or something like that. But have you found that there are things that police do that are actually counterproductive or maybe counterintuitive? You think like, all right, this is standard, but in this certain situation, it doesn't quite work?
Well, I think what you see sometimes is where if you have a very heavy police presence right off the bat, you know, officers with the old term hats and bats and shields, and they're standing on a line and there's maybe 50 protesters that are saying prayers, it definitely sends the wrong signal. And it can definitely change the tone of a protest that was intended to be peaceful to, you know, a more antagonizing thing. So you do have to have a measured response to this, any type of protest where you have an adequate number of police officers there who are clearly there to respect people's First Amendment rights, not there to act heavy-handed, but you also still have the resources that if something does happen, you can quickly respond to it. You know, a lesson learned from 2020 was when protests that usually just occurred in Niagara Square, that was the first time in my career that we really saw these things go mobile, and we just didn't have a very good plan for that. So, you know, there's a lot learned through that process of how to be prepared for a number of contingencies, not just an isolated, contained event.
I was just thinking that, as you were speaking there, that this is bringing flashbacks of 2020. I mean, did police learn a lot from those protests with new strategies that are employed today?
Absolutely. We learned a ton. You know, we learned that you couldn't rely on the ability for an event organizer to maintain order. We learned that these events were drawing a lot of outside agitators, people that were just looking to cause problems. They could care less about the message of the protest. They were just there to cause chaos. And we also learned that there was a number of people that acted as agitators wanting a strong police response so that they felt it would show, you know, how evil the police are, when that was just a nonsense narrative that was being pushed around the country.
Well, Jeff, always appreciate the time and thanks for joining us.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.